Hi, it's Loes Adegeest. You're listening to the Quick Link podcast.
Welcome back to Quick Link podcast, show 470 for Friday the 15th of April. The same races as yesterday to rattle through, plus the addition of Clatie Grand Besançon, won last year in its inaugural edition by Binyon Girmay. Happy birthday today to two-time Vuelta España and 1998 Tour de France champion Pedro Delgado, to Amstel Gold and Tour de Suisse winner, as well as taking two Tour de France stages and one at the Vuelta, Frank Schleck, to 2006 Tour of Britain winner Martin Pedersen, to Henri van den Abel of Team DSM and Ilaria Sanguinetti of Valcar Travel and Service. Today they turn an average of 32 years, 7 months and 3 days old. Just like yesterday, we'll blast through the action today, as Roubaix weekend is going to be madness. Let's start with the Tour of Turkey, stage 6 of 8, with yet another bunch finish, despite an uphill final 1500 metres. Caleb Ewan grabbing his second win of the race for Lotto Soudal, Jasper Philipsen second, Danny van Poppel in third, Eduardo Sepulveda of Drone Hopper stays GC leader. He has 11 seconds over Patrick Bevin. Jay Vine is third overall at 25. Over to Belgrade Banja Luka, which crossed over the Serbian border into Bosnia and Herzegovina today. A five-man break contested the win between them up the final Cat 1 climb to Vlasenica, and Masowski Serspolski kept up their fine form of late by taking the stage with Jakub Kaczmarek. Lennart Tugels, Rainer Keplinger, Jonas Rapp and Gianni Marchand were the rest of that group coming over the line in that order. The bunch was about 2 minutes down. Kaczmarek moves from third overall to GC leader, two stages to go. To Sicily and the fourth and final day of Giro di Sicilia, and its finish up Mount Etna. Damiano Caruso took that for the Italian national team, getting away from Luis Mainz's Jefferson Zepeda and Vincenzo Nibali in the closing stages of the climb. With it, Caruso wins the general classification, as previous leader Fran Mihailovic lost 8 minutes or so. Nibali also slips off the GC podium on the final day of the race that he won last year. France next, and day 3 of 5 at Tour de Loire-Achere. Jeppe Askov-Palasson of Team Colo-Quick escaped solo to grab the win there, with the bunch splitting over the third and final finishing circuit's cobbled climb. Michael Kirkler of Elkhof Kasper was in the first chase group, and he takes the GC lead by 3 seconds. Friend of the show Finn Crockett of Ribble Weltite moves into the top 10 of GC. He's at 34 seconds. And lastly, to today's one-day action, the second edition of Classique Grand Besançon Doubs. 177.5 kilometres from Besançon to Montfaucon, with its steep 12% final 1600 metres to the line after a tough day out near the Swiss border. 10 riders in contention going into that final climb, but it was Jesus Horada who got away with 400 metres to go ahead of the rest, and Cofidis made it a 1-2 with Victor Lafay pipping Alex Viamos of Total Energies on the line. So that's it. On to tomorrow, Paris-Roubaix Femme is the headline act. Plus, there's also one-day action with Tour de Jura, not a million miles away from Roubaix, and the Arno Wallard Memorial in Utrecht. And there's also Liège-Bastogne-Liège under-23s. We'll cobble a show together in the evening and throw it at your ears. It'll be longer than this one. We'll see you then. Bye now. You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at QuicklinkPod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. You can support this show by using the code QUICKLINK when you shop with veloskin.cc for all your chamois cream and skincare needs, and also at efswheels.com, where UK customers can get themselves a full set of tubeless ready full carbon wheels for under £500. Share the show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.